You're listening to SBS News.
The National Cabinet is due to release details of a revised plan to roll out coronavirus vaccinations on Thursday. The revision was needed after advice was received that the Pfizer shot should be the vaccine of preference for under 50s and AstraZeneca used for over 50s due to blood clotting issues. Federal Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy told a parliamentary inquiry he believed the first two phases of the vaccine program focused on aged care, disability care and frontline workers would be completed in May. Mr. Murphy says Australia is rolling out the vaccine at a rate comparable to other countries with similar case numbers.
And you can see that Australia is sitting about the middle of the pack with many similar countries, certainly at a higher rate of administration than countries like Canada, New Zealand, South Korea. Obviously the UK and the US had a very aggressive early rollout because of the emergency use situation that they had at the time. But we are progressively enhancing our rollout and progressively getting increased doses in arms.
However, there was still much work to be done in terms of disability care residents. So far, of the 25,000 people in 6,000 disability facilities, only 1,640 have had a jab delivered. The disability facility program had to be paused after the advice on the AstraZeneca and blood clots, but would gear up shortly, the committee heard. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt confirmed large vaccination centres will play a role from this point going forward, and GP will remain the primary vaccine distributor for over 50s.
The potentially increased role for state and territory large vaccination clinics, building on what they have already got in place for those over 50s in the general population for AstraZeneca, but each state and territory will determine what they do, if they do it, and how they do it. Many have in place those clinics. This would be opening up existing clinics for further groups within the population, the general over 50s, or they may choose to be setting up other clinics around their states or territories.
Commodore Eric Young has joined the vaccine task force with other defence members to ensure the vaccine can be safely and efficiently delivered across Australia. Commodore Young says a therapeutic goods association will this week conduct batch testing on 173,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine and 468,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine.
And whilst it is complex, we have one very simple mission: to make sure that we can get the vaccines that we have available around the country when and where they're required to protect our most vulnerable Australians. And that's what we're focused on doing every single day.
And Australian authorities are watching New Zealand, but the Trans-Tasman bubble is yet to pop from a new community COVID-19 case in Auckland. New Zealand's Ministry of Health announced the new case on Tuesday afternoon, just a day after New Zealand dropped quarantine requirements for Australian travellers. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the person was a cleaner on flights from high-risk countries and shouldn't impact Trans-Tasman travel arrangements.
All of the signs here pointing very much to the fact that this was a border worker who did work in an environment where they were coming into contact with the planes that are used to transport people from red zones, so from high-risk countries. This was someone who was vaccinated and fully vaccinated quite early on in the campaign. When we opened on both sides, we of course knew that we would continue to have cases connected to our border. We accept that's going to be part of our journey together.
And Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's confident New Zealand has the situation under control and that no Australians who travelled there are at risk. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.